Alrighty, this will have a scripted intro and everything, so we can just go right into the questions. And the first one is, you've been here at KMUW since 1978. How did you come to work here?
You know, Bela Karafalvi was head of the speech communication program, and he had been up at KU when I had been working on my master's. He was a PhD candidate. So anyway, he had known me, and he had known my husband, Lance. So anyway, he approached both of us for Lance to teach full-time at the university and for me to apply to be development director. So I applied, and I got it. And I started on November the 13th of 1978, 3 days before a fundraiser that I was going to be responsible for started on that Wednesday.
And you were a one-person development department, right?
That's exactly right. We had four people on the telephones over in the old communications building, and the room was so small. For me to be in the room, I had to sit in the doorway at a table, and everybody had to jump over me to get out of the room. So, yes, and our goal was like $10,000 for the drive, and we made like $10,750, $800, something like that.
Well over the goal. Congratulations.
Well, let me tell you, that's in the days when our fees to NPR were like maybe $10,000 something for the year. Because they didn't have all the offerings they have now. The only thing we were taking then was like All Things Considered, because Morning Edition did not at that moment exist.
Things have changed a tad in the intervening years, haven't they?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
We used to bicycle tapes for the shows, and of course, NPR programming came on telephone lines. And as you well know, that's changed with the satellite and then our increase in power. That when I came, we were 10,000 watts. And in 1987, we increased power to become a full power radio station, public radio station of 100,000 watts.
Now let's back up a little bit and find out a little bit about you. You have a bachelor's degree in speech communication from the Municipal University in Wichita, which is
Correct.
Now WSU.
Correct.
That's where our call letters came from, KMUW, Municipal University in Wichita.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Now you have a master's in theater arts from the University of Kansas. You taught English, speech, drama, and debate at Goddard High School.
My goodness, you've done research.
Yeah. Well, that's my job. You served as the special education principal at the Institute of Logopedics, and you were a speech lecturer for several years here at WSU.
Right, in speech 111 and then 112 I did for several years.
Now, you used that theater arts training as part of a well-known movie that was produced here in Wichita back in 1976.
Goodness. King Kung Fu, yes. Okay. I was production director on that, which meant I did everything from digging up costumes and putting on makeup and holding the script when people were saying their lines, and then even doing some rough editing on sound takes. You name it, I did it.
And you also performed in the movie. You portrayed what they used to call a meter maid.
Yes, I did. I had longer hair then, if you can believe that.
Now, your husband Lance was the director of that movie.
Right, and the writer and cinematographer.
How was it like working that closely with your spouse?
We got along really well because we both cared about what we were doing, and we had lots of tasks, so we were goal-oriented. And you know, that doesn't mean we didn't disagree ever, but for the most part, it worked out well.
As KMUW's Member Services Coordinator, which is your current title, you do a ton of work on the station's membership drives, which have changed quite a bit since that first one you did. What does that entail these days?
Well, I don't even know where to start. Obviously, we need to have all of our community volunteers come in, so it's making arrangements in advance of the drive for that. And then, of course, we've changed how we even do and process pledges. We used to do it with pencil and paper, and now we do it with laptops. So there's a certain amount of getting people used to that. So we do training sessions for that. And of course, then we have to select the premiums if we're having a mug and a shirt and the design and the artist and a lot of detailed work. But there are a lot of people besides myself doing that, of course.
Now, I'm sure over the years you've had a variety of jobs and titles here at KMUW. What were some of those?
Well, I have also been in charge of the reading service from time to time since I've been here. And I'm trying to think. I've had probably about three, maybe four titles. And they're always similar but a little different. Maybe something has been added that I haven't done before, like the depositing of money and actually putting it into our database of allegiance. So,
have you ever done any on-air work?
Used to be a long time ago, we had a producer for WRS who did poetry. And occasionally, his name was Arnold Regeer. He would get me to come over and read poetry. We'd take turns reading it. But as far as on-air work, no. I've had no desire to do that.
You are occasionally heard in the background during pledge drives, though.
I think that's because I have a big mouth and I broadcast by myself.
Now, let's see. Any funny or unusual things that have happened during your time here at KMUW that just popped to mind? You can take a second to think about that if you like.
I'm sure there have been. I'm wondering if there are any that I can mention.
Can't think of anything?
I can't think of a thing.
Okay. I just thought I'd throw that in. You know, sometimes questions don't go anywhere and they just get cut out. It's no problem.
Can you think of anything that's been funny that maybe has...
No, I just thought something may have, you know, one of those anecdotes you always talk about around the table.
I'll think of it after we quit talking.
Yeah, of course. I'll just take another sip and then I'll ask you the penultimate thing. Well, Pat, what are the biggest changes that you've seen here happen at KMUW in the past 30-odd years?
Well, obviously, our schedule of programming has certainly expanded, and the costs for the programmings have certainly expanded. We need to raise more money. There's a big difference between coming and raising about $10,000 and now raising about $300,000 about twice a year. So we've gone from a budget of probably, let's say with the salaries and everything, when I started, probably around maybe $200,000 at the most, to where we are over $1 million now in running the station and with salaries and the programming. So,
and also the technical aspects, too,
have
changed considerably.
We now use computers for everything in the broadcasting end, and that even you can speak to better than I. But... No, like I said, we went from phone lines to satellites and getting our signal out to our tower with an STL, which is very tall behind our station.
When we heard you were to receive the President's Distinguished Service Award, everybody here agreed that it's a richly deserved award. And Pat Hayes, you're a woman of many talents, a ton of energy, and a lot of heart. Thanks so much for being with us at KMUW.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words. Pretty
okay.
Bad, right?
No.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sorry. I get to talking, and I realize I should stop and let you ask me questions.
Oh, no, that was
quite, so I
no,
may it, have kind of no. Jumbled you around there.
No, quite all right. Quite
but
all
like right, I said, no. I wish I could think of something funny, and I'm sure... There is. My mind is not going there.
Well, let me ask another question. I can throw it in if it gets any kind of response. Have you ever had a chance to meet any big-time celebrities in your job here? Well-known folks?
We once had Dean Hargrove, who was from Wichita originally, who was a screenwriter on some famous shows. I think he was a screenwriter for like Matlock and a couple of others that have just gone out of my head at the moment. And of course, we've had NPR stars. We've had Cokie Roberts come and be here. And
Carl Castle.
You're right. So other than that, I can't think of that we've had really. Oh, well, we did have Kirstie Alley in the station once upon a time. So she's a local star, but also a national star. I think that's about it.
Mm. Okay. Any impressive people that have worked at KMUW that you remember particularly?
Me? No.
Of course. Well, that goes without saying.
You can't put that on there. Some of the people that worked ahead of me, like Thurston Briscoe, I've met him. He's come back a time or two. So we have had.
Yeah, he went on to be a producer for Morning Edition, worked with Bob Edwards for quite a while, and now he is the manager of a station in New Jersey, a big jazz station in the New York market.
Yes. So NPR does spawn a few stars once in a while.
Okay, great. I can flip that in there.
Okay. Like I said, there may be somebody else. Like I said, Dean Hargrove is local,
mm-hmm.
and he did something else besides Matlock. I wanted to say, I can't remember. Lance would remember.
Mm.
Okay, is that it?
That's it. That's fine. I know you're
God,
real busy.
I hope you can get something
Thank
out
you for
of that.
Doing this. Oh, no, it'll be fine.